everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are celebrating the people and things we are thankful for in the world of RVing. This podcast has been around for a little more than a year, and we are so grateful for the wonderful relationships we have built along the way.
We are also grateful for all of the exciting things on the horizon, and of course, we have yet another new major announcement to make.
You might think RVFTA couldn't possibly have anything else up their podcasting sleeve, but we are thankful that our listeners can never get enough RV content. You are listening to episode number 63, the RVFTA Thanksgiving Special.
Before we head into our Thanksgiving special, we need to thank our sponsor.
Thank you, RV Trader.
Thank you, RV Trader. RV Trader has all the tools you need to find or sell your RV. To start your search today, visit RVTrader.com. And I kind of want to break this episode down for our listeners a little bit. We're going to do three segments. The first segment's going to be an extended news roundup, and it's all about Girl Camper, because Girl Camper is all the news and all the rage, correct?
Yeah. If you've been, you had to be hiding under a rock this week to not see
climbing
our social.
Climbing up the iTunes charts as we speak. Mm-hmm. Then we'll come back for a second segment, and we're going to talk about all the things we're thankful for in our podcasting world, in the world of camping, in the world of RVing, et cetera, et cetera. And then we're going to come back for a third segment. It's actually going to be a segment, and we're going to make a major new announcement, okay? And we're going to talk about it for a while. Mm-hmm. Does that sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan to me. Let's go.
So let's start this news roundup business. What do we have to round up?
Well, first of all, we want to go back and just say that we are celebrating REI's opt-out side for Black Friday.
And we went there and dropped some money this past weekend, didn't we?
Yeah, well, we didn't really drop some money because we returned
something. That's true. You returned your hiking pack because it was hurting your neck.
Yeah.
And then we all got to pick out some goodies. So thank you, by the way.
Yeah. We alluded to that we weren't happy with the backpack that we got. We thought it was a great backpack, but it just did not work. So anyway, REI has a great return policy.
Yes, they do.
With that. We went back. We said, this is not working. We returned it. And then,
we kind of made a family day out of it. Well, and everybody got to pick out either a fleece or some gloves for the winter. And
we needed some winter gear.
And we also got some gear to review for the Christmas gear guide, which is upcoming. So we are going to be opting outside on Black Friday and on Thanksgiving Day. We're just opting outside on Thanksgiving Day as well. We're going to be visiting Washington, D.C. And we want you all to use this hashtag, RVFTA opt outside. We're kind of creating our own hybrid hashtag
so we
can repost photos.
Right. Because we want you to hashtag opt outside. We're going to be hashtagging that. But then that's like going to be, that is
There's
a huge,
be thousands of people.
Oh my gosh. And there is already right now, people are already using that hashtag. And if you go to it, it's like a new post every second on opt outside. So what we want you to do is if you, in addition to hashtagging opt outside, hashtag RVFTA opt outside, we will see that and we'll be able to regram.
And we won't
listeners.
Get all judgy about the quality of your pictures. We'll just regram. We'll have a regram fest.
No, it's a full day of just celebrating everybody that's opting outside that are our listeners. And we want to show what all of you are
Let's
doing
have some fun
all
together.
Around the country. Yeah.
Now, the major news for us, like we said, is the release of the second podcast in our RVFTA podcast network, and it's Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things. And we dropped the first 5 episodes, and then you put out episode 6 right away. So there are 6 episodes out, so you can go on a binge fest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And totally ripe for binging.
Totally ripe for binging.
And according to the reviews that are already out
people
there,
people are crying.
People are binging.
There are tears. Someone in one of the reviews said they cried. Yeah. They were so inspired by this podcast. This is going to be a hit podcast. We're so proud to be involved. We're so proud to be working with Janine Pettit, the girl camper herself. And we're asking all of our listeners, do us a solid. Go subscribe to that podcast and help us race up the charts, drop a ranking, and drop a review in the iTunes store. Okay, yep. Please. So let's just talk about these the first six episodes that she knocked out. Let's briefly give everybody a little window into the world of Girl Camper. And I want to say outright to the men out there, I love this podcast. And I'm not just saying it because we're involved in making it. I look forward to it. And when you dropped episode six, man, boy, did I listen to it right away. Janine does great interviews with people from the industry. She has great tips and tricks and great travel pieces. So yes, it's inspiration for the girl campers, but it's also general interest and it's great for anyone interested in travel and RVing.
Yeah, I do want to add to that as the producer of this podcast, and Janine and I spent hours and hours and hours sitting, you know, with tea in hand, like really talking through the programming on this podcast. And while we never want to stray from the point, right, where her point is reaching out to those women who want to do this, but naturally almost like have this tendency to have a fear of towing, which is so silly, right? Why should a man be like better at towing than a woman, right? But we naturally have this like thing, like it's a man's job, right? And she's specifically reaching out and speaking to those women. That's true. But we also really said, what is the way to make this as general interest and sort of human, right? RVFTA is like that too.
We're so human.
Well, what I mean by that is that we are a family camping podcast, but we've also said we believe that family looks a lot of different ways, and we want our podcast...
General interest RV programming.
Yes, and we want things to be applicable to you regardless of what your family
looks
like.
We might have
like.
A family emphasis. Yeah. You know, and Janine might have a girl camper emphasis, but they're both general interest programs. And the segment Janine did on Hitching Up, boy, was that a great segment. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, if I had a guy friend who was about to buy his first RV and had an... Even if they weren't nervous about Hitching Up, they just wanted to learn about what do you need to do, I'd say, go listen to the Girl Camper segment. It's a great segment. And Janine's got that natural kind of teacher educator thing, which I think, you know, makes her kind of like fit in with us a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we do want to be that. We want to be community building, right? Not like separating, right? The niche market of social media sort of lends to like people segmenting, right, into people who are just like them. And we want to say, look, there's definitely individual interests, but then there's also this thing that brings us all together, this interest
and,
that brings us all
together. And for the guys out there, it's also something of a window into the feminine mystique, into the female mind, you know, into what you guys are thinking about this whole camping experience, this whole RVing experience. Everything about this podcast rocks.
Well, then let's talk about episode
one. Let's talk about episode one.
I think that does lend to what you were just saying, like the feminine mystique, right? Like Janine and I actually recorded the first podcast together. So it's a conversation between the two of us, and we're talking about what the podcast will be, what content will be on it. And if you listen to that first episode, I think that you'll see like a woman talking to a woman about the whole camping experience and the RV experience might sound different than me talking to you.
Like, just a little bit.
So even though it's my voice and this is my voice on RVFTA, you know, like my voice on Girl Camper, I might end up talking about
different
things.
It was different. It was nice for you to break out a little bit there.
Sure.
Now, the second episode starts this great series of interviews. And I really feel like Janine wants to do interviews just about every episode. And she's really good at doing interviews. I really like her selection of interviews. She's really picked some incredibly interesting people in the world of RVing and in the world of travel. So the first big interview was with a South Carolina ranger, John Slaughter, who I believe is like the superintendent for all of South Carolina's NPS sites.
Right.
And he, what a fascinating guy.
Right. And he's so historically minded. So if you are listening to this interview with John Slaughter, all of a sudden you realize it's like you're on a tour with a history buff. He's very focused on that angle of the national parks, I feel like. So
yeah, and I also think that Janine likes to kind of like make discoveries and kind of like expose people to things that maybe are not so obvious, like South Carolina's NPS sites, right?
Right.
You know, in the intro, she says she's going to explore the back roads and the byways of America, and she really does, and she's finding some real gems. And another thing I've noticed about Janine that kind of came out in this interview, she's a little bit of a history buff.
Well,
she's into U.S. history, and it comes out in the podcast in a pretty cool way.
Yeah. She has that sort of traditional view of family, right? Like American family, like the immigrant coming in, right? She has a very Irish background and that sort of genealogy where she starts talking about her
Let's call it genealogy.
Genealogy. And she's like, oh, there were Pettits here and Pettits there. And, you know, I think that there is, I don't use this term pejoratively at all. There is a sort of old fashioned quality to the conversation that is incredibly refreshing.
And Janine loves this aspect of the podcasting world. It's like your old-timey radio shows from a previous generation or several generations ago. And that is the tone she's striking. It's like you want to light a, you know, you want to light a campfire, even like the fire inside your house and cozy up and, you know, gather around the hearth and listen to the podcast.
And then in episode 3, we went in the direction of the very specific travel.
Right.
Guide.
And there's going to be a lot of that.
Absolutely. What we're doing is we're doing the more sort the interview, like the interview with John Slaughter, which is much more historically based, more informational. And then we're turning towards the travel pieces. We're turning towards the girl camper pieces. Like, we have our definite segments and we're going to hit them on a rotating basis.
And again, I love that she took a destination that a lot of RVers might not think of as a top destination. Okay. No offense to West Virginia. And she really, my gosh, I want to go to West Virginia now after hearing her talk about how much fun she had there. What a great destination it is for RVers.
Yeah. And she's hosting an event in West Virginia.
I don't think I'm invited.
No, you're not. It's not for you. You can't go. It's a girl camper event in West Virginia in the spring, but it just shows that sort of range and that diversity. And then in episode number 4, it's no trailer, no problem. And she talks with Mike
Harlan from Hey to See Airstream. He's the general manager, and he talks about really all kinds of things relating to the RV industry. But he also talks about how to rent an Airstream and a new program they have for renting Airstreams. I love this Mike Harlan guy. Like, I want him to be like my uncle. I want him to be my friend.
Well, you want to buy an RV from him. This is sort of the quintessential RV dealer, right? Like, you listen to this interview
and it's like, I trust you.
You think, why aren't all RV dealerships?
He's a model. He's a model for what it should look like.
Yeah.
And he's a smart guy. And I kind of have hopes he could be a recurring figure on the podcast, that he'll be back again to talk Airstream, talk RV industry, talk girl camping.
Yeah.
He was terrific.
That was more of an industry insider interview. And that's another piece of the puzzle that we want to include.
And he gets Janine. He gets the Janine, you know, he gets Janine and her audience. And he realizes there is this army of girl campers out there.
Yeah. Now, episode 5 was really important because what it did was introduce the first actual girl camper, right? Other than Janine Pettit. Okay. So on episode 5, Janine does a wonderful, long, extensive interview.
And it doesn't feel long.
No.
I mean, that interview by the time it's over, you don't want it to be over. You want more of it.
Right. With Jenny McKinney, who is someone she profiled on Go RVing for the Go RVing blog. And it is, first of all, Jenny McKinney does an amazing interview.
What a wise woman.
Yeah. I mean, to listen to her, if you don't appreciate the message that this woman has for every person out there, then you don't have a pulse.
And she's just so articulate and, like Janine, a great storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited to hear that Jenny's going to be the first correspondent for Girl Camper.
Right.
And that gets me, like, I can't wait for Jenny McKinney to be back on the show and to do a segment, you know?
And Janine's finding the same thing that we did, is you invite people onto your show, and there's certain people that really strike a nerve, and that
you
just
want them to be a permanent part part say, of what you're
you
doing.
You have to come back. You have to talk to us again. And Janine felt that way with Jenny McKinney, and I know she'll be back on the show. But, you know, Janine's going to do that. She's going to be profiling real girl campers who are out there experiencing, well, going places, doing things, right? So, and then number six, we just dropped this week, right after we were finally in the iTunes library. And that is with an interview with the Airstream director of marketing.
Yeah, and that's, I love, you know, Janine is doing interviews with major people in the RV industry. So if you have an interest in Airstream, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a girl camper or not. This is a terrific interview.
Yeah, and there's going to be more of those coming up. Janine has some interviews with people who are very important in the RV industry. She's got some very high-interest interviews coming up. We're headed down to Louisville in the next few weeks.
Oh, well, I'm glad you announced that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we are. And she's already got some interviews lined up down there that I'm very excited about for the podcast. Like, from, like, you know, that's my producer.
And that's to the RVIA trade show, which is an industry-only show, a media-only show. It's not open to the public.
Right.
And you guys are going to go there and you're going to knock out a bunch of great interviews. And you're going to get interviewed, but we shouldn't say anything about that.
No.
Now, I just want to say, what a nice blend. You guys came up with in the first six episodes. And I feel like it really gives you a window into what this show is going to look like for years to come. You have interviews with people in the world of travel and tourism. You have interviews with industry insiders.
Yep.
And you have interviews with other girl campers.
Yes.
And then also Janine just tackling tips and tricks for RVing. So
those are our four, actually. I haven't even shown you. You haven't even seen our, like, production spreadsheet.
Can I see it?
No.
My goodness.
but you just found those pieces that are in our production spreadsheet where we are making sure that we hit all of those pieces. The tips and tricks, the travel and tourism, the insider, you know, industry information, and the girl camper
stuff. Are you suggesting that the RVFTA podcast network is organized?
Well, honey.
Do we actually think this through?
Yes, I
am. I think it's worth saying, before we move on to the next segment, I think it's also worth saying we had quite a battle with iTunes getting this podcast released.
Well, yeah. You know, it's very difficult because iTunes has a very, it's like a hard to crack, right?
It's Kafka-esque. It's like you can't call and talk to somebody.
No.
It's just you versus the machine trying to get this podcast approved.
And it's just luck of the draw with certain things. Like, things can go very quickly, but then other things can be a little hiccupy. And there was a glitch, and it was very difficult to address the glitch just because there's no customer service at iTunes.
Literally, like, there's not customer service.
Yeah, but it's okay because we're not going to have that hit again.
And we didn't give up, and we got this podcast released. So go download it, review it, share it with friends, tell everybody about it, and we'll be back in a second to talk about all the things we are thankful about this year. And now it's time for a sponsored message from our friends at RVTrader.com.
If you've been dreaming about the perfect RV for you and your family, RV Trader has a ton of resources to help you make the right decision.
With thousands of RVs for sale across the country, finding what you want is easy.
Helpful icons on the homepage will show you the difference between motorhomes, travel trailers, toy haulers, and truck campers. And once you pick the type you're looking for, you can narrow your search by make, model, state, and even price.
Also, if you're looking to upgrade or sell your current RV, RVTrader.com can help you do that too. Millions of local buyers shop every month and will contact you directly if interested in purchasing your unit.
RV Trader has all the tools you need to find and sell your RV. To start your search today, visit RVTrader.com.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Time to talk about what we are thankful for. After all, this is our Thanksgiving special. So what's first on the list?
Well, we would be remiss to not thank first our most important factor in all of the things that we are doing, which is our listeners, right? Like,
there's no podcast without our listeners. We would not have kept doing this if we didn't have listeners,
right,
and a growing number of listeners. And our listeners are really friendly, encouraging people.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't hear from all of you. And if we haven't heard from you, it really is really nice to get an email from a podcast listener. Mm-hmm. And we're not just saying that. It really makes my day. It makes me feel like this is connecting and it's worth it. And we have so many people that do email us regularly and drop us nice notes. And I just think we've got a really great crew of people out there listening to the podcast.
We do. And I think that that was a little unexpected for us in the beginning. You know, you just start doing things because you're excited to do them and you have an idea. And then so early on, we started getting that positive listener feedback, especially at RV shows. Like, I think we were shocked.
I was shocked.
We were. When people who listened to our podcast
were showing up at the RV shows.
First showed up at the RV shows. I think that that was something that, for people like us, teachers, you know, educators and writers, you're not necessarily used to people coming out and showing you, hey, we like what you do and we listen to what you do.
I think people at RV are looking for community, mm-hmm. you know, and there's not a lot of the traditional clubs out there necessarily or rallies out there necessarily. So I think the podcast has become a community in a way that we both really value.
Yes.
So we wanted to give a particular shout out to two of our dearest readers who have been reading our blog since day one.
Yes.
So John and Kathy have been reading our blog since we were the lively little campers.
Who knows how they found us?
I'm not sure. And not just reading our blog, but just sending us encouragement in this consistent way on almost everything we've written.
I think it's worth it to point out right now that they are in the stage of being grandparents in their life, right? They have grandchildren. And many of the things that they talk to us about is from that sort of been there, done that perspective. And I can't say how supportive and encouraging.
It's really valuable.
That is.
But at the same time, what's great about them is they have such a lust for travel still.
Right.
I mean, boy, you talk about somebody who's excited to get out in the RV and go on that next trip. That's them.
And that they're always willing to learn something new. Like, they've been doing this for so many years.
And I think they love what we're doing partly because we give them good travel tips. You know, like we go to Cape Cod, they're like, okay, let's try that campground, you know? And so they're like the ideal readers and listeners. And there's others.
They're
sort of a metaphor mm-hmm. for a lot of our readers and listeners out there. We sure do appreciate them.
Yeah.
Also, a particular thank you to our Instagram following. They really, I mean, I love the positive environment on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly worried it's going to get ruined and become sort of more Facebooky. But right now it is just this very positive community of people that are following what we do and enjoying the photography and people are even recognizing that I'm getting a little bit better.
Yeah,
which is nice.
People are like, wow. And it's nice because we did like our resolutions in the spring, like our camping season resolutions last March. And some people are listeners. Like, they know us. They know that you said, I want to get better at photography. And now people are chiming in and saying, Jeremy, you're doing such a good job at your resolution. And that's like,
there's a lot of encouragement and support in the Instagram following.
Right.
So everybody out there following us on Instagram and dropping the comments, we sure do appreciate that.
Yeah. And I just thought of that this week because, you know, we announced Girl Camper, we put it up on Instagram, and then we had, you know, Angela has been a listener from day one. And she said to me, when we met at the rally, she came to our rally and she said to me, it's so weird to hear your voice in person because I listen to you every week. I get so excited on Monday when I get a new, you know, episode and I get to hear you. And it's so weird for me to hear your voice in person. And that's funny for someone to hear because you're like, I'm just a person.
Well, I also love the fact that we've become part of people's routines.
Yeah.
Like, so many people comment on like, oh, I listen to you guys every Friday night or I listen to you Monday evening on my jog after work.
Yeah.
And the fact that we, you know, that you guys out there listening give us an hour of your week every week, it's a testimony to the power of podcasting,
and
really.
Angela commented on the Girl Camper podcast that was released. She said, it is so exciting to see you do these new things. I've been a listener from day one. And that's the thing for me, is that there is a core group of people, and we don't even know who many of you are, who really have been downloading this podcast. Heaven knows how you found it at that point, because
we didn't even know how to advertise it.
But, you know, you've been tuning in to all of these episodes, and you keep tuning in every week. And we appreciate that. We're always somewhat shocked about that. We try really hard to do good content. But like when you're just a regular person, you're always like, wow, people still keep coming back for more. And that's super friendly of you.
Well, you know, podcast listeners are curious people too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They want, if we make the effort on content, I think that they're going to stick with
and
us.
And we do. We say we have to do. We're always
we also want to really thank anyone who's attended one of our rallies and anyone who's booked for our next rally at Lake and Wood the weekend after Memorial Day. So those of you who have come to the rallies, you know, it's kind of taking a chance, right? Like, who the heck are these people?
Yes.
What other families are going to be there?
It's not normal for our generation.
It's really not normal.
I don't think it is. I think it's very sort of uncomfortable for people in our generation to say, I'm going to get together with a group of people I don't know just because we have a common mode of transportation.
And unfortunately, the rally attendees are somewhat limited by geography, even though we've had people come from a good deal away.
Right.
But you know, what a social group. Mm-hmm. What a fun group. And I can't wait to rally again with these people.
Yeah. And I was very nervous about the whole rally thing when you first said, should we do this? And I was like, I don't know. People are going to be into it. Everybody has their own thing going on. And then we had our first one and it was
fun from the second we pulled in to the second we leave.
And then I said on our rally roundup episode, like the second rally was even more fun. It was a great time. I can't wait for our next one. And that means a lot. Like to say I'm looking forward to the next one is a very different mentality than I went into with the first one. And we have listeners like, you know, like Bill and Karen. Like Karen had her t-shirt that she bought, the second one that we released, and it had our logo on the back. And she was like, I don't like this one because I can't advertise you.
Because the logo wasn't on the front.
Right. She's like, I feel like I need to advertise you on the front of my shirt. I want people to know. She asked for cards.
We're gonna get the whole gear thing together and the whole apparel thing together. We still got to unlock the secret to doing that, right? We're also really thankful for our partners, for companies that we've worked with in both the camping industry and the RV industry. We've made friends there. Mm-hmm. And I just think we've constantly been impressed by the quality of the people that we work with and how encouraging they are as well.
Yeah, I'll do a little like sneak peek into our acknowledgments, our thank you acknowledgments for our book that's coming out in May. In that acknowledgement section, we did specifically say we wanted to thank some very specific people in the RV industry that have opened their world to a new...
Well, they gave us a chance. I mean, they responded to our emails.
Right.
Or they sought us out.
Yeah, to a new generation of RVer. And we felt like we were pushing through a little bit. We were saying, you know, this generation of RVer, this younger family, right, that's buying their first RV, they need this content. It's not out there. Please let us write for these people. We experienced it. And now we want to share.
So a big shout out to Jayco, who was the first company in either RV or camping that we wrote for. And hopefully we'll be working for them again soon. Big thank you to Jellystone.
Yes.
All right. For all the great trips we've done with them.
Yeah. Very, really, very open to knowing what it takes to say, hey, we want to experience what you have and share it with our family listeners. And like welcoming open arms to that. And we love that.
And our partners at KOA, we have had a blast working with KOA, and we want to work with KOA as much as we possibly can. And, you know, they're an inspiration. They're a really creative marketing team, and we learn from them.
Yes.
Absolutely. Super thanks to Good Sam. You know, we've worked with them in print, in good old-fashioned print, in their upcoming travel guide.
Yeah.
It's coming out in January.
I don't even think
it's January.
Everyone,
yeah,
so.
We did the family travel piece and another piece. We'll leave that one for a surprise.
So you know that big,
like, it's like a phone book.
Phone book, right?
Available in Camping
We're
World.
In that. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a couple articles in there, and we've been doing a lot of blogging for them and just a lot of different work for Good Sam, and we've done RV shows for Good Sam. So that's been a blast too, working with that company. And there's so many different facets to that company. A really fascinating company. Super thanks to Progressive. I'll never forget getting an email from our editor at Progressive saying, "Hey, you want to write for Progressive Insurance?" And I was like, "Sure, why not?" Yeah. You know, they wanted RV content. They didn't have RV content. We were ready and raring to go. And again, our editor there and just everybody there has been really great to us. And we also enjoyed working the Hershey RV show with them.
Yeah, the company, it's amazing when you work with a company and you're interacting with people there and you realize everybody seems to get along very well and enjoy their job.
I'd say that I'm about every one of these companies, too.
They seem to really believe in their brand.
It's a fun, and camping industry is fun. The RVing industry is fun. Right. These people have cool jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, they should like their jobs. Yeah. Sometimes I'm jealous of their jobs, right? Thank you to everyone at Go RVing for working with us. And hopefully, again, we'll be working with them really soon. And again, they are an inspiration to me creatively. And so they're an exciting organization to work with, absolutely, and I want to be working with them. And we also want to thank our editors at The Idiot's Guide. I mean, I have learned from them. I mean, they are a sharp group of editors.
Yeah.
And I think we've really both grown as writers writing this book and even dealing with the edits after the fact.
Right.
You know, and they said, "Oh, you guys were really easy to edit." That didn't mean there weren't edits, right?
Right. So one of the things that they said was, oh, you're so easy to edit. You guys really have a great...
I was thinking, there's not going to be anything to deal with.
But... And then what happened was there were certain things that our managing editor said, I love reading your stuff. You got such a nice tone. You're so easy to edit.
I believe they actually said that our writing was stylish.
Oh, okay. And then it was like, we just edit for house style. And then you go through and you start to see.
All the Idiot's Guides have certain elements
house
of house style.
Right? Like just little things. And you're like, oh, wow.
I think the RVFTA podcast network will eventually develop a house style. House style is important.
But it is true that we grew as writers so much as we were writing this book with our editors.
Absolutely. And
it's good to say I enjoy being edited.
I do.
Wouldn't it be great if we had an in-house editor here?
I really have loved interacting with all these editors, and I've loved the opportunity to really write for all these different audiences.
I know. It's kept
us off our own blog quite a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the one downside to it, to be honest.
It's been a big transition in the last year.
Of course, it's really exciting to be published with all of these different companies. We're also thankful for the birth of this new podcast network. We really want all of you out there in listener land to start thinking of us as a podcast network. Mm-hmm. Now that it's RV Family Travel Atlas and Girl Camper Going Places Doing Things and the podcast that we're going to announce in the segment at the end of the show. So we're excited and thankful for all the people that are listening and working with us to make this a reality. And we're just really thankful that you guys like RV content out there, because we sure have fun producing it.
And that was something that we realized early on. It took us a long time to put our finger on how we could kind of address that, right? But early on, we realized it's not about – people don't just listen to an RV podcast that pertains directly to their experience. It's more about this large community of people who enjoy the RV lifestyle. Now – That phrase gets people going.
JP just cringed.
And I believe that an episode on the RV lifestyles in our future, you've been resistant to that entire episode.
I am resistant, but I think it would be a good episode to tackle.
What does
it mean to be living an RV lifestyle?
What is the RV lifestyle, right? It's a little bit of a nerve-wracking topic to tackle, but I've got a lot to say about it. So I hope one day we'll put it on the
programming. I think when you buy an RV and start to use it, it is a lifestyle choice.
Right. So it's interesting to sort of tease out the meaning of that, right? For people and to talk about it.
We specialize at teasing out
meaning. The meaning. Yeah. Okay.
We're also, you know, we have not really talked about our own RV. And I want to go on record saying we are thankful for our own rig. We had a really rough experience with our first pop-up camper, which we have recounted on the show. A lot of breakdowns, a lot of issues. And, you know, we didn't get discouraged. We knew we loved RVing. And
We knew we loved the RV
lifestyle, you know, but we wanted to unload that and we wanted to get a reliable RV that would not break when we took it out. And so we bought a Jayco travel trailer. It was a Whitehawk 29 SQB. It's been 3 years now, or 3.5 years now. Four. I think it's been 4 summers.
Four entire camping
seasons.
And we're
approaching 200 nights of using the RV, and it has been basically problem-free.
Yep.
You know, we've brought it back in for some really basic service or, you know, winterization. I broke a thing or two.
Yes.
Our rig has been reliable. I feel safe towing it and getting it out on the road. And I'm not spending our trips dealing with trying to fix things. Yeah. So I'm thankful for our rig.
Most of the things that we've had to address are wear and tear issues.
Because we're heavy users.
But we're heavy. Exactly.
We are heavy users.
So, like, one example of that would be the motor, right? Can we say that? Like,
oh, yeah. The fan in the bathroom. It gave out.
It gave out this summer.
You know, we've used it for 200 nights, and we let it run overnight sometimes.
Right. It has a white noise quality to it. Anybody with younger kids knows the value of white noise.
So it's like, am I going to be mad when the fan kicks out and I need a new motor?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to be mad, you know?
So those are the things that we...
We've brought it in for really small things, and now we're at the point where we really don't bring it back to the dealer at all. We have a mobile RV repair guy, and if there's anything small that needs to be dealt with, we deal with it, or I deal with some of the things myself. But we are thankful for the quality of our rig.
Yeah.
We are also really thankful for our RV dealer. Mm-hmm. We have had a great experience with Whitehorse RV. This is not a paid advertisement by Jayco or by Whitehorse
RV. And that's why we're always careful to say those things.
Yeah, we don't want people thinking there's some secret deal.
We want to keep it very separate. Our advertising and our partners, we want you to know we're in a partnership with this person. And then we don't want to be seen as sort of sneakily endorsing.
Is sneakily a word?
I'm using it as a word right now because I think it makes sense, right? Like in
no,
a
no secret endorsements. Okay. We're going to say this is an advertisement or we got this for free.
So we're not technically endorsing either this dealership or this brand. What we're doing is sharing
our
experience.
We've had a great experience.
Right.
And, you know, look, not everyone has an amazing experience with their RV dealership. Mm-hmm. I've had a terrific experience with Whitehorse RV.
Right.
First with the sales, I felt really good dealing with their sales force.
Mm-hmm.
And then in terms of
Rick,
and in terms of dealing
with
service and parts after the fact, I just think they're a really nice family-run RV dealership. And I encourage everyone out there, you know, put a little extra time into figuring out who you're going to buy your RV from and make sure that it's like somebody who's got a great reputation. So it's like a happy relationship.
Yeah. You don't want it to be something negative.
And the last thing that we want to say we're thankful for in this segment, and I really constantly do feel a sense of gratitude, all the campground owners out there, you know, all the entrepreneurs, all those family-run campground owners, even if it's not family-run, just the managers, the people that work so hard for us to be able to have these awesome experiences. And the average campground owner is not getting rich. I'm sorry. They're working really, really hard and probably making a fair living based on how hard they work. They're not getting rich running campgrounds. And I know a lot of people say, oh, this campground's so expensive or whatever. A big picture to me, I think that campgrounds charge a fair price for the experience they're offering.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful that there are people who are out there willing to do it because gosh knows we're not willing to do it.
And it demands a hospitality mindset, right? With a working ethic. I think that those two things have to come together to have really successful campground owners, and that's tough, right? You have to be both the person who can drive a golf cart around the campground from sun up to sundown, like fixing, like, fuses.
How about septic tanks?
Yeah, and filling like gravel ditches and doing
with a
all
smile
this,
on your face and customer. Yeah, well,
and
doing
all this really hard physical labor, and then at the same time you're also doing that front desk sort of like managing of people. And let me tell you something: we've been in a lot of campgrounds, a lot of nights, and we see the way people come in and sort of take out their frustration from travel or whatever. Like,
I think somebody once told us it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, kind of like people come off the road and they're kind of grumpy.
Yeah, like, you know, I feel like the campground owners bear the brunt of that sort of.
Well, after you've driven a while, people want everything to go perfectly. There's like a small, there's no margin for error when you're dealing with somebody who's come off the road 5 hours, 10 hours in the car. So it has to go perfectly, I think, for a lot of people, which fair or unfair, that's the way
like,
it is.
The site has to be perfect and the hookup and the back end.
And you're dealing with people, you're dealing with the baggage and the freight of people's expectations, you know, which can be, I think, a little crazy at times.
Well,
even.
Because it's more easily managed in a hotel environment, right? Like when people go to a Comfort Inn, I feel like they have a really standard expectation for walking into the room at the Comfort Inn. It's not like this huge, diverse expectation.
Yeah, sure, the Holiday Inn, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But that's the thing I love about the campground industry is it's every campground is so different. Yeah. It's not such a standard of amenities and service.
Yeah, so I think that campground owners are very special types of business owners in that way, that they have to have a range of ability that I would not be able to have, and you would not be able to have. And we appreciate it when we see good campground owners and managers. We really try to celebrate them and spread the news.
Yeah, and I would say to everyone out there, be thankful for your campground owners that are, you know, providing this experience. All right, so those are the things we're thankful for.
Our listeners, our partners, our podcast network, our Jayco RV, our White Horse dealership, and our campground owners.
And
that's
I would say,
list.
You know, Thanksgiving's a solid week away, just about a week away. Send us a note. Send us an email. Drop us a note on Facebook.
That
Let us know
great.
What you're thankful for. I mean, we will definitely follow up and read some of those things on the next show.
It would be nice to read some notes about what our listeners are thankful for on our next week's episode, which is going to be our gear guide,
our
holiday
for our gear guide.
It's so good. I'm so excited.
Hey, Stephanie.
Yes?
Why don't we launch a third podcast?
Why not?
It's not like we're busy.
No, plenty of time.
We kind of discovered a few months ago that we had more content than we could pack into each podcast every week. And we really mean that. And one of the things we kept realizing that we were not getting into the podcast enough were campground reviews. We love campground reviews. We love doing them. And we think our listeners really like them because we get a lot of feedback from them, but we weren't getting them into the show every week. I mean, I think initially when we launched the podcast, we wanted to do a campground review every week. That hasn't been happening.
And another thing we realized was that people were actually taking advantage of our campground reviews. We were getting constant feedback from people that went to campgrounds.
Our listeners go to these campgrounds.
Right.
And that's a really rewarding part of this.
Like, they were making reservations in the week after listening to one of our podcast episodes. And we're like, okay, so this is important to people. It gives
it
them an
actually
idea.
Affects their own travel plans.
Right. So it was a tricky situation because we realized that it was a very engaging part of what we were doing. But at the same time, it wasn't an entire episode. So we were also developing sort of our feature episode content at the same time. And sometimes
thematic
it would,
too. We do a lot of thematic episodes.
So it would be tricky to balance a thematic episode with a campground review,
and we were going over an hour sometimes on the podcast.
No,
so we are really proud to announce the third podcast from the RVFTA Podcast Network, and it's going to be called RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Right,
and we are going to drop this podcast once a week. It's going to have a full review of a campground. It's going to be half an hour or less, and we have a team of correspondents all over the country, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the Midwest down into the South. So this is a national podcast.
Yep.
It is not focusing on any one particular region. And we have assembled an awesome, talented team of people.
It's been a lot. Yeah. It's been a lot of work.
And I love working with all of these people.
They're awesome.
And I can't wait to hear their reviews of the campgrounds. And we're going to review the campground. And then we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to do all the activities in the region as well. So it's not just a campground review. It's also going to be kind of a travel podcast about all the great things to do in that area. So let's share
Who our correspondents are.
Okay. We have some bios here, and we want to get you pumped for this podcast and let you know who's going to be on it. So who is our who are our Southern correspondents?
Okay. So many of you that have been listening for the last year are going to recognize these names, right? They've appeared on our podcast, many of them, or we've interacted with them in other ways, right? So our Southern correspondent, they are Keith and Tia Sims of SoulfulRVFamily.com. So they were on our podcast a while back talking with them about their experience and their Class A, right? So do you want to read the bio?
Yes. So Keith is a retired NFL star and current television commentator for the Miami Dolphins. He and his wife Tia are RV fanatics, and we can vouch for this.
They are
RV fanatics. They are right up there with Jeremy and Stephanie in terms of like, we are like going to get out on the road as much as possible. And they spend much of the off season exploring America in their Newmar Class A. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be reviewing great campgrounds from like Florida, Georgia. And of course, our correspondents can break out of their zones. We'll allow them to do that.
They can travel all over America if they so choose.
Exactly. Okay. So we're super excited to have Keith and Tia on the show. And we got a lot of great feedback when they were on our podcast way back when. So who is our California correspondent? Because the great state of California is a pretty awesome state for RVing.
Right.
So that state needs its own correspondent.
Needs its own.
And we have literally found the best person in the state of California to be the California correspondent.
Yeah, we're good like that. We really like, we have a news.
There's nobody that could be better for covering California than
Kate Dunbar, right? Of katescuriouskitchen.com. And many of you heard her on our Fancy Camping with Kate Dunbar episode, okay, of the podcast. Kate is a chef, food stylist, food photographer, and published food writer. She is also a passionate traveler who loves to explore California in her Airstream with her husband, mother, two children, and fabulous chandelier awning lights. She is also a vintage trailer enthusiast who owns a Shasta Air Flight from the 1960s.
Yeah, Kate's the bomb, and she knows the California really well.
Mm-hmm.
And not just her area of California. Like, she seems to have camped all over California.
She's so enthusiastic. Mm-hmm.
She is enthusiastic.
And she's stylish, and she's got just such flair. It's
so
fun.
We are going to love talking to Kate about best California campgrounds. And Kate, we'll let you break out of the state of California every now and then if you need a break.
Because she also loves Texas.
Yes, she does love Texas.
She's a huge fan of Texas. So
Texas might need to have its own correspondent one day, but we're not there yet. Now, we also have a Midwest correspondent, Carrie Cox of travelswithbirdie.com. Carrie has done two guest campground reviews with us, correct?
I think so.
And we just love having Carrie on the show. She's smart.
Oh, she's
takes good pictures.
She's such a good writer.
She's a good writer. She's a thinker, a philosopher, an RVing philosopher, a librarian, a mom. And we're thrilled to have her on, and her campground reviews got such great feedback. And what I've discovered, I've never even said this to you, I think we have a lot of listeners in the great state of Missouri. Because every time we mention her, a bunch of other people kind of jump on and start talking on the post. So I think that we're going to really reach out to the people in that region with her reviews.
Yeah. So Carrie is a librarian and passionate reader, writer, and photographer who loves to travel in her Jayco travel trailer, a.k.a. Birdie. After only spending a few short weekends in Birdie, Carrie and her family decided to take an epic road trip from Missouri to Yosemite National Park. Her blog posts were nothing short of stunning.
And Carrie's got the photography bug, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking Carrie and I are going to be talking a lot about lenses and coming up with some devious plans to spend some serious money.
All right.
Now, we also have Upper Midwest correspondents, and they have not been on the show yet. So we're really excited to announce that we have Melissa and Matthew Kellis. Well, actually, and that's not true. Matthew was briefly on the show because he dropped us a voice memo that we started off an episode with.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of lodged in my mind. And then I thought, oh man, they might be great as Upper Midwest correspondents. And they are going to be great. And they're going to cover that whole area around Illinois, Michigan,
Wisconsin,
Indiana.
Right.
They're going to cover a bunch of states for us up there.
Yeah. Well, Melissa and Matthew are working parents from the Chicago area, adventuring with four kids, elementary age through high school, and two dogs. The family outgrew their tent after almost 20 years, and now they travel in a hybrid travel trailer. Even though they have a calendar filled with social engagements, kids' activities, and full-time jobs, they make sure there is always a camping trip on the horizon.
Yeah, and they're busy bees. They are busy parents. They are a busy family. But I love that fact. because they do break out and they do get their weekend trips in.
We picked people that we felt were representative of what our listeners
They're all metaphors. All of these correspondents, in some ways, they really are serving as metaphors for larger groups of people that are out there.
We typecast them.
Yeah. And Melissa and Matt, let me tell you something. They're pretty funny.
Yeah.
They're pretty funny.
Yeah, they're
funny. Pretty good
couple.
Banter with those
two. Well, they have four kids.
They remind me of another...
They tent camped.
They remind me of another smart couple at RVs.
Who's that?
You and I. Oh, sorry, Melissa and Matt. Hopefully that's it. All right, and of course, what would RVFTA's campground of the week be without our Western correspondent, Brett Nielsen of BrettNielsen.com? He did our first guest campground review.
So good.
So good.
Yeah.
Really smart. He's an engineer,
you
right?
You're smart. You're like acting like we have like an IQ test for our correspondents.
Well, we do. Let's be honest. Brett, he's so descriptive. And when he gives a campground review, like I feel like I can close my eyes and I'm there. Yep. Right? He's very visual in his descriptions of the campgrounds. He brings a really nice flavor to our show because he really does a lot of state campgrounds, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And national park campgrounds. He does some dry camping. And he's from the great state of Utah. He's going to be covering the great state of Utah. But also other states out west.
So Brett is an infrastructure engineering manager for a software company. To break away from the high-tech work, he enjoys camping with his wife Ashley and daughter Lily. The three of them are based in Utah and frequently find themselves enjoying extended weekends in state and federal campgrounds.
And boy, are those Utah campgrounds gorgeous
mm-hmm.
that Brett reviews, correct?
Yeah.
Now, the ink is still fresh on the contract for our next correspondent. We've just signed this deal. It still has to be approved by the lawyers. So our last correspondent, and we might add a couple more.
Yeah.
But for now, our latest correspondent are the Vandy Vagabonds.
Right, which you've also heard on our show if you listened to the Voices from Hershey episode. I interviewed tons of people that came to meet us at Hershey when we were there with Progressive. And Jeremy and Alexandra stopped by. They were such a fun couple.
And he's named Jeremy, which is just like, okay, you're on the show, kid.
They were really fun. And they gave a great interview because they just started off on a full-time adventure. And they have a Class B+. Which is a little different. And that's what we were trying to do, too.
And they're traveling with dog or dogs?
Dogs.
Okay.
They have two dogs.
So we'll
and
get some of that
B+,
into there, too.
And they're full-timing. And they're trying to do a lot of, like, boondocking kind of a stuff. Just because
they're doing some driveway
conscious.
Surfing,
yeah.
too, I gotta
mm-hmm.
say. So they might be reviewing a friend's driveway, perhaps. I'm very excited to have them on the show. You and I did a lot of market research. You know, we really said we've got to fill in all these gaps. We have to fill in all these segments. So there are token millennials.
We're gonna
trot them out for you. Here are our millennials. And also, they're full-timers.
Yeah.
And we want that flair on this show. And we want to hear the voices of people that are out there living full-time in an RV. And we want that to be part of the mix here at the RVFTA Podcast Network.
Yeah, and they had a really exploratory style to them. Like, we actually got some comments about their specific interview on that Voices of Hershey podcast because they were so good at telling people advice, right, for shopping for an RV. They were saying, they were very willing to say, these are the things that we didn't think about ahead of time. And if you're looking, think about this. And that is what we found people want so badly. Tell me those little trigger things that I'm not going to think about ahead of time. So I really believe that they're going to do the same thing with campgrounds.
And they mentioned, I mean, in that interview, or maybe privately, they mentioned too, it's kind of, this is like a journey of self-discovery mm-hmm. for them and a journey of self-improvement for them. And they both have sort of different life goals they want to work on.
No, they've set goals. Yeah.
And I'm excited to follow that journey with the two of them. And plus, we had to have millennials on the show.
They're very, you know what? I just think that they have a really nice attitude about life and that they're doing something very exciting. And I think they're doing it for all the right reasons.
Absolutely.
You know, they're not doing it because they don't know what else to do with their life. They're like really excited very specific
reasons.
There's
purpose here.
Yeah. And that's nice to say.
Do you think they mind that we're calling them millennials? Is that like a problem?
I never said that word. You did.
So let's not call them millennials.
I don't even know how old they are.
Basically what I'm saying is they're younger than we are and I'm just jealous yeah. that they're doing this. Because yeah. we talk about like how we wish maybe that we had done this a decade ago, right?
We were married for 10 years before we had kids. And sometimes we look back and we think we had 10 years that we could have done something a little more creative. It's not that we can't do interesting things now that we have kids. Obviously, you guys know we don't believe in that. And we really, you know, push people to think past that, like, young kid moment. But at the same time, there is a piece of us that looks back and says, 10 years, really?
It's also, though, there is a very positive generational thing, I think, going on, too, where this is an adventurous generation coming up. And they're a generation, everyone's saying it, I don't care if it's cliche or not, because I actually think it's really true, that they're a generation more into experiences than consumerism. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of really cool and refreshing in a way.
Yeah, and I always believe that older generations like to kind of go snarky on younger generations, even just the, like 10 years younger, you know, and start saying, oh, well, they don't know, just wait. Well, I don't believe that. I think, what are you doing? What are you guys doing? How are you experiencing the world? And let's hear that voice. You know, I want to hear the voice. And I don't want to judge the voice.
I want to learn from people that are younger than we are. You know, I never want to shut myself off from learning from people that are younger.
You know what it does? It gives you that fresh, invigorating perspective. And it reminds you not to limit yourself.
My favorite graduate school professor, Dr. Richard Kroll, was a brilliant man. And when we spoke in class, he took notes on what we had to say. So I'm going to be taking notes on the Vandy Vagabonds. I want to learn about their journey. Yeah. I want to learn about full timing from them. So what a cast, what a crew we've put together.
All over the country, from Class A to hybrid travel trailer to travel trailer to Class B plus. I mean, we went from coast to coast. We got different rigs. We really tried to get this like span.
Different perspectives, different personalities, different ages.
Yeah.
The RVFTA Campground of the Week podcast is going to be awesome.
It's going to be
And we're
so
working
good.
Hard on it right now to get that out. As soon as we have a launch date, we'll give it to you. Though, of course, actually, we can't really give launch dates with iTunes, as we've learned.
It can't be the same as
But it'll be out before the new year.
It'll be smooth like our first one was. I believe that.
So thank you, everyone out there who's come along with us on this journey. And I thank you in advance for following us as this podcast network grows. And hopefully podcast number 3 is not the last one either.
All right.
We'll be back in a second to wrap up the show.
Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of RVFTA, where we shared all of the things that we are thankful for, from our listeners to our rig to our dealership to our partners to our podcast network and all of the people that are involved in these new podcasts. We really have had such a wonderful, wonderful journey in the past year, basically creating a new community and enjoying the people in that community.
Yeah, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We're not going to do the fake, snarky, ironic ending that we occasionally do. We really just want to say happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy time with family. Enjoy time with friends. Get outside.
Right.
Get outside. Enjoy
outside.
Some fresh air.
And then also tune into Girl Camper next week. Her podcast, Janine Pettit's podcast, drops on Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and I'm on that episode again with her. So that's episode number 7, and I'm on there, and I share my recipe for pear pie, which will be making an appearance at our campground Thanksgiving this
year. So we got a podcast out for you on Tuesdays from now on.
Yep.
Ours will continue to be out Friday morning. Campground of the Week, we will pick Wednesday.
Yep.
All right, and the goal eventually is to provide you with great daily RV content.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.